We're not going to cross over live now back to Geneva, Switzerland, where Homa Lesgi, our correspondent, is standing by. And I believe she's going to be interviewing the EU's foreign policy chief's spokesman, Michael Mann. Homa, over to you.
Bauer, thank you very much. As I told you before, a day of intense negotiations here in Geneva. We're going to get all the latest now from Catherine Ashton's official spokesperson, Mr. Michael Mann, who's with us live now. Mr. Mann, thank you for being with us. Now, we had a lot of talks today we're hearing. You called them positive. Why are you calling them positive? What makes them different from the previous round of talks in Geneva?
Well, we had about 4.5 hours of really intense discussions between Catherine Ashton and Mr. Zarif today. And it was really very much a detailed discussion on the substance. It was very detailed getting into the areas that are still dividing the two sides. And so the idea has been to try and take up where we left off at the last negotiations and try and follow up and try and narrow the gaps between the two sides, try and find solutions. Catherine Ashton has come here very determined to drive the process forward, to make further progress in the negotiations. Our goal, as I've said many times on your program, is to get an agreement which is sustainable and durable and verifiable, to reassure the international community about the purely peaceful nature of the Iranian nuclear program. We are not there yet, but we're working very hard to try and achieve that.
And a lot of people may be asking, why are we seeing Catherine Ashton herself take part in bilateral talks and detailed negotiations with Mr. Zarif rather than the deputy foreign minister level? What is the reason behind this? Why is this time round Ms. Ashton saying that she is representing the P5+1?
Because she's the chief negotiator. She is mandated by the UN Security Council to speak on behalf of the P5+1, as you call it.
So she is
the chief negotiator. Mr. Zarif is the chief negotiator. That has always been the case. There have been occasions where we've done talks in different formats, but at the end of the day, she is the person who is speaking on behalf of the six. She is the chief negotiator. That's why she's doing what she's doing.
Well, a lot of people have been seeing this as a sign that the 3+3, as you called them, have finally reached a unified stance. There's no disagreement now among them on how they should deal with Iran. Is that true?
The E3+3 is united, has always been united. There was a lot of stuff written after the last talks about various apparent visions. This was vastly exaggerated. We're a united group. And you know that there is no change in her role. She has always been the chief negotiator. She has been from the start. She's been doing this for about 3 years now, and she represents a united group in negotiations.
So are we going to see tomorrow some kind of a conclusion with Mr. Zarif and Ms. Ashton coming and telling us about it? Are we going to see foreign ministers arriving, or can it even be predicted?
Very difficult to predict. We're going to pick up the negotiations again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock Geneva time between Catherine Ashton and Minister Zarif. The same format, hopefully a very detailed and substantial discussion just as today, to hopefully make further progress. It's impossible to predict how things will turn out. She is determined to make progress, and we hope that the Iranian side sees it the same way.
Iran is saying that last time round there were some sticking points remaining, some key issues they said remaining. Are they still being discussed? Has there been any progress made on those key sticking points?
Well, I'm not able to give too much detail about what's been going on because that's for the negotiation room. But needless to say, of course, the talks are focusing on certain very technical issues, very key issues, in an attempt to narrow the gaps. That's what my boss, the High Representative, is seeking to do. And hopefully over the coming hours and coming day, we will be able to narrow those gaps further.
And quickly, Mr. Mann, would you say that the E3+3 now has concluded, that the amount of confidence building and transparency from Iran is actually acceptable by the E3+3 and can lead the talks towards a solution, a deal that would be acceptable and balanced for both sides?
Well, we haven't got a deal yet, so obviously it's difficult for me to say whether we accept what Iran is prepared to do. There are certain things that we require from Iran for this to happen. We're talking about the level of enrichment, for example. Those are the key issues that are still being discussed. And, you know, with all negotiations, you only have an agreement once everything is tied up. So we hope that there is good faith on the part of the Iranian side. We're certainly negotiating in good faith. I think there is good confidence between Mrs. Ashton and Mr. Zarif. So let's see what happens at the end of the day.
Mr. Michael Mann, thank you very much for being with us live here on Press TV. And I'd just like to say goodbye to our viewers. For now, I will keep you updated. Thank you very much.
All right, Homa, thanks very much for that. That was Homa Lesky, Press TV's correspondent, currently in Geneva, speaking there live to Mr. Michael Mann, who is Catherine Ashton, the EU foreign policy chief's spokesman. They're discussing with Homa, saying that very detailed discussions have taken place in Geneva, that the goal of the E3+3, as he called it, group is to get an agreement that is verifiable. He said Catherine Ashton is mandated to speak on behalf of the P5+1 group, or the E3+3, saying that she is the chief negotiator for all six countries, saying that this group of countries was always united, and according to him, that reports of divisions within the group were vastly exaggerated. He said that Catherine Ashton is determined to make progress, but it is hard to say how far things will go this time. She seeks to bridge gaps with Iran, and he said there is, though, good confidence between Foreign Minister Zarif and Catherine Ashton. We will, of course, keep you up to date on all the developments in Geneva, but that is all for now. Thanks for watching.